Marlins taking on the Braves. Fans holding Pray for Florida signs in the wake of Hurricane Irma. Let's take it to the top of the eighth. D. Gordon stands in against Jose Ramirez.
All about Gordon's speed, so critical you keep him off the bases here. Fly ball belted right field. D. Gordon has hit a pinch hit home run.
Are you kidding me?
Marquez at third. Lane Adams at second. Swanson at first. Guerra at the belt. And the 1-2 pitch to Ruiz is a one-hopper hit through the third baseman Anderson into left field. The game is tied. Marquez and Adams score, and we are all square at 8 apiece.
No balls and a strike. High fly ball toward right. Stanton is going to have room. In the corner, he's got it. And that ends the ninth inning. Free baseball in Atlanta. The drama building in Washington, it continues in Atlanta. 8-8 after 9.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss. So the Marlins threaten, but they're turned away. They will leave the bases loaded. No runs, two hits, three left. Bottom of the 11th. Again, I say, one will do it. It's 8-8. 270 batting average with a couple of homers. With a big, powerful Wayne Adams. He hits it hard toward left center field and into the seat. Let's pack the bats and go to Washington. No hang time. That got out of here in a hurry. Lane Adams does it again. He is being soaked. He is being patted on the back. And the Braves are enjoying a long and hard-earned 10-8 victory, and they are really dancing in the aisles in Nationals Park. Braves win it. Took a while, but they got it done.
Braves win this one in exciting fashion, 10-8. D. Gordon extends his major league hitting streak to 14 games. Not a good day for Odrysamir Despaigne. 3 2/3, 5 runs on 4 hits with 6 walks. Brian Snitker and the Braves beat the Marlins 10-8 in dramatic fashion, thanks to a Lane Adams walk-off home run. Here's what Snitker had to say.
He's been a nice little weapon to have. I mean, he's got that speed, and he's not scared on the bases. And, you know, the thing the guy does, you pinch hit him, he goes up and gets 3 good whacks and gives himself a chance. And he's done a really good job all year in those situational roles. Coming off the bench, he's always ready. So it's a good plus to have because he's such a skilled guy.
You talk about resiliency all season long, but how nice was that ninth inning to see the way you guys
It's just, you know, couldn't make a couple of pitches prior to that to kind of keep it manageable. But it's great to see him just come roaring back. I mean, these guys never, I sit up here like, you know, every day, they never quit, but they don't. I mean, it's just kind of, it's fun to watch. It's the energy that they have and that stick-to-itness that they exhibit out there every night, it's good. That's a good sign for a club.
I mean, Camargo dire is a good word, but I guess they don't believe in it. Camargo 0-2 in his count to keep it alive, and also Rio to be 0-1-2.
Rio, big hit. Camargo, just missed walking him off with the homer. But these guys, they just keep battling. You know, they do. That's kind of, you hear Sykes yelling at them all the time, you know, just battle, mm-hmm. grind, and they do. They don't give up at bats, it's fun to watch. I mean, these guys are fun to be around.
Low pitch number for Viz. The reason he goes out for the
second. Yeah, yeah. I mean, he was so efficient in that first inning. Wasn't laboring. Stuff was really good. So it's like, this is one of those times we got a day off tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And it was like, why not?
The back half of that bullpen seems to kind of really round in form over these past few weeks.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've been good for a long time. You know, there's 3 or 4 of those guys that have been really good all year, if you want to get right down to it. There's a couple of them, 3, 4, quietly having a really good year. And then, you know, the two youngsters that came in the 6th, I think it was, with Minter and Winkler, you know, they're getting a little – they're getting some responsibility forced on them also.
Mm-hmm. You talked about competing against Giancarlo throughout this entire series. He almost breaks the wall with his hit, and he almost breaks the wall with his body catching.
Yeah, I know. He made a couple of really nice plays. It's a good thing he's 6'6 or whatever. Because he stayed after him, and he's such a scary guy because he's just so strong. The leverage is unbelievable, and I'm just kind of happy when we keep him in the ballpark.
Did the wind affect RA, or is this another of those days where it's just?
I don't think so. I didn't feel like that was. It was just coming and going today. He had a couple of innings there where it was really good, and then I was talking to him after the fifth. So we're gonna hit for you if we get down there, and if we don't, it's gonna be a short leash because it just doesn't. It seems like it's you didn't. It's and that's the life of the knuckleballer, I think. So it's just one of them things.
Camargo makes it hard to take him out of that lineup.
Yeah. I mean, he played his way into it last time. There's enough work for all of them. We'll just keep kind of. And you got to remember too, he was down a long time. He probably physically isn't ready. He's not ready for a day in day out grind either. Just with the knee and the physical issues, we got to kind of be careful not to overtax his body either.
Tied at 8 in the bottom of the 11th, Lane Adams would hit a 2-run shot to give the Braves a walk-off win. Here's what Adams had to say.
Wow, exciting. I mean, there's a lot of words that you could describe it, but right now I'm kind of almost at a loss for words.
It's unbelievable what happened in the ninth inning for us to get here. Talk us through some of the heroics we saw there. Rio Ruiz in an 0-2 situation, 1-2 situation, and he was 0-3 at the plate at that point. You also have Camargo 0-2.
Shooter shoot, baby!
We knew it was coming. It's all part of the walk-off. But the ninth inning heroics from your teammates. I got part of that too, so.
We set up and down the lineup, put together good at-bats. We have Freddie got us going, then Marquegas followed, and we just kept stringing them together, and that's just what we've kind of been about all year, is fighting until the very end. That's what we do, and it's what we're continue to do.
Ninth walk-off of the season, 19th time you guys have won in your last at-bat. I mean, is that really a feeling everybody in this dugout has?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we expect to win. I mean, we feel like we're always in a ball game. We've proven time and time again we can come back behind. And, I think we as a team, we accept the challenge, and we take it head on. And, those are situations you got to want to be in. I think we like to be in them.
Final question before I let you go. You also have to give a little love to Vizcaino for going 2 innings.
Yeah, he came in, went 2. He's not really used to going 2, but he came in, went 2 strong. And, it was just all around. It took every guy on our roster to pull that one off. So it'll be a happy flight up to Washington tonight, absolutely.
Rio Ruiz would tie the game at 8 with a 2-run single in the bottom of the ninth. Here's what Ruiz had to say.
I don't know. I knew we had a good vibe going into it, pretty much. Once I think Freddie started that off, I believe, right? And then Marquegas going on, and it kind of just started going from there. And everybody started getting good pitches to hit and barreling balls, and then it came down to me just pretty much battling. I was able to put the ball in play, put it hard in play, and found the hole.
You say battling, but you're 0-3 at that point, and you're in a 1-2 hole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's battling. That's battling, to say the least. I mean, that salvaged the day and, tied the game.
What is your mindset there when you fall behind?
Going into it, I mean, I was trying to win it. I mean, plain and simple. I mean, that's the first 2 swings, I was trying to win it. And then after that, it was just grind mode. I choked up. I, tried to put the ball in play, and, good things happen when you do.
You guys have been resilient all season long. I know you haven't been here all year, but what is it about this ball club that you guys, never quit, you never give up to that 27th outs up there?
I think everybody just wants to win. I mean, I think everybody's just tired of losing, and everybody just wants to get in the win column and have, if not a win, at least a good game, a good fight, and that's what we've been doing.
The Braves head to D.C. for a 3-game series against the Nationals on Tuesday.